iHeart Podcasts.
All right, so Mango, you've made your move to the South. You're here in Atlanta, and I know you have been looking for some ways that you might blend in, right, a little bit more mm-hmm. by taking on some of that Southern culture. I'm curious, have you started drinking sweet tea?
I mean, I like sweet tea, but I can't drink a lot of it.
No? Okay. All right. Well, I've actually got a good fact about sweet tea. Do you know that sweet tea used to be a way to show off your wealth?
Mm-mm.
So according to a piece in Garden and Gun, before refrigeration was everywhere, importing ice from the north, it actually cost quite a bit of money, and so did putting these heaping spoonfuls of sugar into a pot. So while we think of the beverage as this cheap and refreshing Southern standard today, at one time it was this sort of humble, braggy way of showing your hospitality and your wealth. And that's just one of the incredible facts we've got about wealth and or Sigourney Weaver today. Welcome to Part-Time Genius. I'm Will Pearson, and as always, I'm joined by my good friend Mangesh Hatikader. And sitting behind that soundproof glass with one hand in his pocket and the other one holding a peace sign is our friend and producer, Tristan McNeil. And of course, we've got our PTG All-Star Gabe Lussier on the line as well. Hey, Gabe.
Hey, Will. Thanks for having me back.
All right. So last week, Mango and I were at lunch downstairs, not surprisingly, at the ramen place. And as we were eating, we see this woman walk in. And I swear we both immediately thought it was Sigourney Weaver, right, Mango?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean,
Sigourney
she
Weaver.
Looked exactly like Sigourney Weaver, so we were crushed when it wasn't actually Sigourney Weaver. But she was just elegantly dressed. It was like Sigourney Weaver in like this ball gown or something. And so it immediately gave us this idea for a bonus episode. And we had the exact same idea, right, Mango?
Yeah, it was eerie how we thought of the exact same thing. We both said 9 facts about rich people and or Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, it was so eerie. And we both had this vision. So we immediately called Gabe and we're like, Gabe, did you have this same vision? And it wasn't exactly the one that he'd had. He's been lobbying us to do this one on 7 great facts about cabbage and or traffic cops. So maybe one day. And we told him, Gabe, don't worry. You'll get there eventually for having these sorts of visions. And of course, the next morning he called us and he said he'd had the exact same idea. And that sealed the deal on this episode.
I definitely can't vouch for any of that. And you guys are kind of weirding me out with this Sigourney Weaver obsession. But I did find some really great facts about rich people. So how about we just get started on those?
All right. Well, why don't you kick us off, Gabe?
Okay, sure. Yeah. Did you guys know that the dishwasher was actually invented by a wealthy socialite? Most people might assume that the contraption was invented by someone who was sick of doing dishes themselves and just wanted some of their free time back. But no, Josephine Cochran had a different motivation entirely. She loved to throw dinner parties, but was sick of the servants always chipping her fancy china when they washed up afterwards. So she decided to take her idea to her shed out back and jimmy together a solution of her own. And that's not a metaphor, by the way. She actually had an inventing shed in her backyard where she invented things. And in 1893, she presented her dishwasher invention at the Chicago World's Fair, and she actually won an award for the design.
That's pretty
wow,
amazing.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, well, that's pretty interesting. So, Mango, why don't you go next?
So there's a study from Berkeley and written up in the Harvard Business Review that found that wealth makes people less generous. And this isn't a total surprise, right? Like, I feel like we've all heard people saying you're more likely to give half your money to someone if you only have like a single dollar than if you have $100. But how the study was actually conducted is super interesting to me. The study watched people as they played Monopoly.
And what did they learn from it?
Well, the researchers observed that not only do people tend to talk down to their poor opponents, but as they got wealthier, they acted more entitled and started eating more than their fair share from a bowl of communal pretzels.
So the study found they were eating more pretzels. That's pretty great. All right. So a lot of people know that Gary Dahl became a millionaire by selling pet rocks. And his idea, of course, was genius. So he put these smooth rocks in these cardboard pet carriers and he treated them like pedigreed pets. pets. The boxes came with straw beds and breathing holes, and people went crazy for them. The rocks were sold for something like $4 a piece, and he sold well over a million of them. But what most people don't know was about his follow-up idea, and it was called sand breeding kits.
What?
Now, his hope was that people would buy male and female vials of sand and then, quote, breed them to create a whole host of things, whether it was cat litter or landfills or deserts. And it's a funny idea, but it turned out to be a total flop.
I mean, it is hard to get lightning to strike twice, but I'm pretty sure Gabe's about to do just that.
All right, let's hear it, Gabe.
I appreciate that vote of confidence, guys. Here's what I got. While Bill Gates is well known for giving back in a big way to society, he also gives back in smaller ways, too. The Quartz reports that since at least 2013, Bill Gates has been participating in Reddit's Secret Santa gift exchange, and he always gives away a bunch of awesome things. Like, for example, last year, he sent a whole slew of gifts to one lucky Reddit user, including a pair of Legend of Zelda-themed dog mittens, a Cajun cookbook, and a framed photo of the recipient's family with himself photoshopped in alongside.
Nice. That's great.
I like that. So I was going to share a fact about how rich people in ancient Greece used to employ toilet sitters to warm up their marble toilet seats for them. But since you brought up Santa, I'm actually going to switch gears and throw a Santa fact at you.
I don't know, Mango. This kind of sounds like you're trying to sneak in two facts here.
I totally am. But the Santa one is fun. So I'm not sure if you know, but Forbes magazine used to do this fictional 15 list of the wealthiest fictional characters. And it's super fun with Scrooge McDuck has been on there and Smaug, the gold-hoarding dragon from The Hobbit, topping the list. But apparently Smaug's wealth is worth $62 billion, according to Forbes. But initially, Santa used to be on this list, too. But then enough kids wrote in to fact-check Forbes to say Santa was actually a real character and not a fictional one. So then Forbes took him off the list. Isn't that great?
I mean, I do like that. But more than that, I kind of love the ideas of kids sitting around and reading Forbes. All right, so I'll go next. So this is something that feels obvious once you hear it, but not something I'd thought about before. So before elevators, the lowest floors in apartment buildings were reserved for the richest people in the building. And the New York Post actually has this great article about how elevators transformed New York City. And they point out that when the first commercial building with an elevator was built, it was the Equitable Life building, the insurance company Equitable Life took the first two floors, while the eighth floor was reserved for storage and custodial apartments. And the same thing happened at the famous Dakota building. Elevators were such a novelty when it was built that fancy people only lived on the first and second floors, while things like laundry rooms and servant quarters, those were all placed on the upper levels.
Oh, that's really interesting. So, I think we've covered some good facts about rich people, but let's get into the stuff that'll really make or break this episode, the / Sigourney Weaver facts. So, Gabe, have at it.
All right, here's a good one. Did you know that Sigourney Weaver's dad, Sylvester Pat Weaver, was president of NBC at one point? In fact, he created both The Today Show and The Tonight Show.
Oh, wow. I have no idea how I didn't know that. That's pretty terrific. I'm actually surprised he didn't keep running with that theme after both of those were so successful. I mean, I can picture a mid-morning show or an early afternoon-ish show.
Well, I love that her dad wasn't the only Weaver in show business. Like, her mom, Elizabeth, was an actor who worked with Hitchcock, and her uncle's Doodles Weaver was also in show business. Doodles was this popular comedian and musician with his own variety show.
I think you get a bonus point for mentioning Doodles Weaver. Well, my fact about Sigourney Weaver is slightly more simple, but it is mind-blowing. And that's the fact that Sigourney Weaver's real name, Susan.
But Sigourney's the best part of her name. Oh, yeah. Like Weaver's only the second best part.
Well, she didn't like being called Susie Weaver, so she changed it. And this was after reading The Great Gatsby at the age of 14. Apparently, she felt inspired to take the name of one of the novel's supporting characters, Sigourney Howard.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I thought your facts about rich people were good, Will, but that / Sigourney Weaver fact took the cake. So I think we can agree you get to walk away with today's prize.
Thank you so much. I'm honored. And that's it for today's Part-Time Genius. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks again for listening. Part-Time Genius is a production of How Stuff Works and wouldn't be possible without several brilliant people who do the important things we couldn't even begin to understand.
Tristan McNeil does the editing thing.
Noel Brown made the theme song and does the mixy-mixy sound thing.
Jerry Rowland does the exec producer thing.
Gabe Luzier is our lead researcher with support from the research army, including Austin Thompson, Nolan Brown, and Lucas Adams.
And Eves Jeffcoat gets the show to your ears. Good job, Eves.
If you like what you heard, we hope you'll subscribe. And if you really, really like what you've heard, maybe you could leave a good review for us.
Did we forget Jason?
Jason who?